You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Welcome to season 2 of our podcast Kicks for Free, in which we discuss all things football. I am Dhiman, and with me is my co-host Vivek.
Messi doesn't get it.
In his heart and mind, he's 26 going on 24. But on Thursday, August 3rd, Sunil Chhetri will turn 39. Coincidentally, it is also when the national football season starts with the Turin Cup. It will be a busy season with the Asian Games, World Cup qualifiers, the Asian Cup, followed by another round of the World Cup qualifiers with the Indian Super League and Federation Cup too. And in the middle of all this, Sunil will be a father.
That, Vivek, I think will be the biggest change in the life of one of India's longest serving players, won't it? I mean, this is how I look at it. I mean, after Bhaichung Bhutia retired, Sunil played a very important role in ensuring that football in India and the national team stayed part of our conversation. Even people who wouldn't otherwise follow football knew who Bhutia was. And you could say the same with Sunil. It is rare to have a captain leader legend being succeeded by another who's possibly set the bar a little higher. Now, every season he's enjoyed the responsibility of getting goals for a Slovan country. Will it be the same this time around?
To find out, we spoke to the man himself.
Right, Sunil, thank you for taking out time, especially at a situation like this. I just wanted to ask you, you know, is 39 just a number, or is this birthday a little different because of impending fatherhood?
How would I know? I'm not 39. Today is 2nd of August, so I would not know.
Okay.
I think from the physical aspect and from being a player or being me individually, I don't see any change. I'm built like that. I'm quite oblivious to that, which is good in a way for my profession. But as going to be a father, boy, it's such a change, man. I think it's more of a change because of me seeing Sonam every day going through what she goes through. It's unbelievable. It's one thing to read about women who are pregnant, but it's another to live with one and see what they go through, man. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And I think a lot in me has changed. I think I'm more calmer, more patient. In just the last 9 months, you see all these things and you realize you feel very helpless because you are a substitute who will never play the game. You're always on the sidelines. You can only go and give some water, some massages, some pep talks. That's all you can do. You can never play the game. All the game has been played by her. So for a change, I'm just a substitute doing nothing, just small bits here and there.
Sunil, you have been named in the Asian Games squad. India going after 2014, obviously. Given what playing for India means to you, it's I guess a no-brainer that you're obviously looking forward to it. But how do you view taking part in the Asian Games at this stage of your career?
And your life, maybe.
To be honest, I do not know exactly how to react to that question because today only I came to know the name has been announced. 2 days back, I saw the names of only the under-23 players. So I want to restrain from commenting anything about it. Whenever the camp dates are going to be announced, I will go and join the camp dates as what I've done in the last 19 years. But that's about it. Asian Games is a very important tournament for us. Also more important because a lot of our boys who are a part of the senior team are also a part of the under-23 team. A lot of them will get more chances as compared to what they get in the senior team, which is important because the more number of boys get the more number of games before we play Australia, Uzbekistan and Syria, better for us. And when we talk about Asian Games, it's a good level tournament. You know, you don't get good level matches every now and then. When we come back, we'll be playing the ISL level tournament. And I can assure you, I'm very proud of the ISL, but ISL level is not going to be enough for against Australia and Uzbekistan. Not even close. And I've got no qualms as a player and as a fan to accept that. We know that's a reality. So the more games we play against better opponents, an Iraq game will be really good. Then we go to Madeka Cup, playing away will be very important. Then the World Cup qualifiers, a game against Kuwait away and a game against Qatar is what we need. So the more games like this we play, we are going to be a little bit in a better position against teams like Australia, Uzbekistan and Syria.
Right. Sunil, you've recently said that, you know, there are no easy games in football, international football, which is fair enough. But given the draw, given how we are placed in the Asian Games, would you say that there's some pressure on India to at least get out of the group? That's not something we've done very often.
Yeah, that would be great, isn't it? And I think we should do it without putting pressure on the team that is going to go there. Mm-hmm. The reason why I say it's difficult because from the outside, when we play, it might seem easy for the fans to watch when you're playing against a Bangladesh or a Nepal or a South region as compared to when we play against Qatar and all. So when we face a Qatar and Australia, the problems are different. But still, there's a pressure. But when you play against a Bangladesh who exactly know how to defend nowadays,
mm-hmm.
it is also not easy. We will have the ball position. We'll have the more corners. We'll look more dominant. But it is not easy to close a game. And we know it. So that's why every game is difficult. When I say this is what I mean. But of course, if you compare a match against Australia, it will always be more difficult than a match against Lebanon. A match against Lebanon will be always more difficult than a match against Bangladesh. That's the way it is. But yes, with the group, I'm really optimistic. Whichever team finally goes to whoever is selected, I think have a very good chance of qualifying, which is something that we don't do generally.
So let's get this clear, Sunil. Are you going to the Asian Games or are you not?
I'll go. If my name is there, I'll go.
Okay.
I think my only thing is I'm really looking forward to being a father.
Yes.
That is the reason why, I don't know if I can say this, but even the King's Cup, I would have requested the coach not to include me because that's very close to my dates.
Right.
And I hope no one takes it as me trying to give an excuse of not playing for the country. Because if anyone knows me for 19 years, they know that I don't want to miss any game. But I will see how it goes. I'm trying to keep myself fit. But I also want to be very close to my wife and my kid. So
right.
I'm scared of that. And whenever the camp starts, and if I'm available, I'll go.
Right.
Also, yeah. What it means that I think a lot of boys are going to miss out the few games in the ISL.
Yes.
So I think there's a lot of dynamics here. The clubs mm-hmm. have to also think about who they're going to release. So that's mm-hmm. why I'm refraining myself from commenting anything. But I think jiska bhi naam aayega eventually, they will all join the camp because that's the way it is.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, what you're saying is part of the things are not in your control. But given if everything is all right, you would be going to the Asian Games.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Asian now, Games camp.
Camp. Okay. Okay. Correction. Now, the team has shown a marked shift in attitude over at least the past two tournaments and maybe a little earlier than that as well. There's been a lot of aggression. Sometimes even you have been seen running around 15, 20 yards, your hands behind the back, very politely, but asking referees questions and stuff. Now, given that you are a young team, and especially with the reference to the Asian Games, do you see yourself as a senior player and as a potential captain? Do you see somewhere that you need to tell these people because, you know, you can cross the line very easily and it happened at least once in the SAF. Over-aggression can be a problem and you can also lose focus. Now, where does your role as a senior player come in there?
No, we talked very seriously about what happened with Raheem. We welcome the aggression, but anything that leads to an unnecessary card or a sanction is something that we are completely against.
Mm-hmm.
I won't call them young. All of the boys, they know it. They have been playing football for a long time. It was the atmosphere, the adrenaline or the point to prove or whatever it was. He knows it. He apologized to the whole team. And we move forward. We love the fact that we are pressing high. We love the fact that we are aggressive and physical with the opponents. But that's where the line ends. And that's the beauty of being in sports. That you can vent out all your anger and everything. But there's a line that you shouldn't cross. I know it and all the boys know it. Sometimes you can have a case like Raheem Ali, but he knows it and the whole team knows it that we can't do it. It really diminishes your chances of doing anything good in the game. So we want to be aggressive. We want to be really physical, but that's about it.
Okay. So this has been a long season, Sunil. A season that began in August with you guys in the Durand Cup, pretty much ended in July. Now, in this little break that you have, how are you keeping yourself fit? Are you still in touch with the game? Are you training yourself? Are you maintaining the kind of diet that you always do, that you're known for? this is at least at the end of the day, this is a break. But how do you go about looking at a break and looking ahead to a season?
The first 5 days, I just let go, Dimanda. Of waking up time, watching a little bit more television at night, sleeping a little bit late. And I think I enjoyed it. Me and my wife had a great time. We can't travel. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. we're at a stage where she's put. So I'm in Bangalore only, didn't go anywhere. But it's a very funny thing. I mean, when we are playing, Dimanda, I'm crying that I need break, I need break, I need break. When I've got 20 days break, after 5 days, I was itching. So I started doing something. I went and played a little bit of cricket. I go and do some corrective exercises. One brain of mine always tells me, you know what, just take a break. One brain says, 1, 2, 3, I don't know how many years it's done, then you will die as a footballer. So just enjoy every bit of it. So the conundrum doesn't end. So I think one day I take rest, eat a little bit more than I should. The other day I start punishing myself, go to the gym and eat properly. So that battle keeps going on. I haven't yet found a balance. So my wife always tells me it's better that the season starts for you, then at least you are sane.
Yeah, for the next 7, 8 months, you'll be following one kind of schedule, right?
Also, when the season starts, it just everyone knows what to do then.
Mm.
Like the cook, the driver, the manager, my wife, we all know this is the protocol. And it's so, it sounds selfish from my side that everyone then caters to the kind of life that I want to live. But that's the way it has been. So when it's not there, we don't know what to do and I go crazy. And I lose my sanity. So now my wife is, the other day, she's like, "Achha hoga if your camp starts."
Sunil, the new season obviously starts on August 3rd, which is obviously your birthday. That's a nice coincidence, I guess. We have the Asian Games and the World Cup qualifiers start in November. There's the Asian Cup in January and again the World Cup qualifiers in March. And we haven't even talked of Bengaluru FC in the ISL and the Federation Cup. How do you look at the season? Do you see your priorities changing maybe this season given your personal situation as well? Or how do you look at the season that's just coming ahead?
Yeah, I hope not. I'm not pretty sure. I read about things as to what a father goes through, but it's only reading theory. I haven't experienced it. I don't know exactly what will happen. As far as the games are concerned and the way I look at it, it is very simple. The next game is the most important one, whether it's for the club or for the country. That's the way I've dealt with my professional life. I do not understand the logic of giving less or resting or this. I've never understood it. So whatever game next that I can play and I'm chosen, I will give whatever I have. But to balance it with being a father is something that I've only read and heard from experienced people. I haven't experienced it, so I don't know. I do understand that I have to do a lot of changes because I live a very pampered life. I sleep when I want to sleep. I get up when I want to get up. I eat what I want to eat. And it's very regimental. And I enjoy it. I've been told that it'll drastically change once you're a father. I'm ready for it. But I don't know how I'm going to cope with it. I'll give my best. And I'll see where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I can tell you, I can't wait to be a father.
I'm sure, you know, it's one of those things you look forward to. And it is something that you learn on the job, I think. You know, it's not something that you can train yourself for. And there is no end to learning being a parent, I'm guessing. So, you know, but fitness is one of the things that has stood out for India in the Intercontinental Cup and the SAF Championship. But again, are Indian players equipped for such a long season? We had one long season. We will have another long season, especially for players like you and a lot of us who are regulars for their clubs, country. I mean, it's like a whole lot of games. Do you see the team being ready for that? The India team?
I think so. See, Dimanda, the one thing that we talked about in the camp starting 1.5, 2 years back, and it helps to have Jingan and Gurpreet and Amrinder and Rahul along with me when we talk this, that teams like Australia, Japan, South Korea, the Saudis, they are better than us. Qatar and all, fine. But they cannot want it more than us. And as far as physical attributes are concerned, we should not lag behind anyone. Because the information, the genetics and the infrastructure now in India, it's all there. It might not be the best as compared to the best Asian countries, but to be a machine and to be fast and to be physical, whatever we need, the top players, at least we have it. So at least let's take that 100% in our bags. So when we meet Australia, they are that good. And if they beat us because they are that good, great. But at least they should know a team came who was really physical and who wanted it bad. And those two things is something which is non-negotiable in the Indian camp now. It's fine to have a missed pass. It's fine not to have a 60-yard accurate ball. It's fine to sometimes not have an accurate passing or a cross. That's fine. We will improve on that. But to be physically there against no matter who we play is not difficult and not impossible. What it requires is, number one, desire that you want to do that. Vision yourself. This is who I want to be. And it's very clear in the camp. Number two, back it up with your hard work, dedication, sacrifice, food and rest. Doesn't require brains. It doesn't require brains or skill. To eat right, to drink a lot of water, to sleep on the right time, to think that you're going to be good, doesn't require skills. It requires a little bit of discipline and sacrifice. And if that's something that we can't do for the country, fir to lanat hai. This is a talk we have amongst each other. And probably that's why we can see a slight change. And this is the culture we want to leave behind in the dressing room. At least I want to leave behind that no matter who comes to the national team next, they know this is the protocol. There are a few things which are non-negotiable. This is what you're going to do when you play for the country. Fine. When Australia comes, Japan comes, they're better than you. Technically, tactically, they beat you. No problems. But it should not feel like that the boys were not physically ready and they didn't want to give their best.
When did you see this changing, Sunil, in 16, 17 years with the India team? I'm sure this was not how it was when you started out. It was not how it was for pretty much a long, long time in your international career. When did you see that change happening?
I think last 5, 6, 7 years gradually because of information coming in. Social media has been blamed for a lot of bad things, but there are a lot of good things also. KP Rahul can see what exactly Messi eats. Changte can see exactly when Ronaldo sleeps. Rahim Ali can see millions of videos on how Haaland finishes the ball, which is the best thing. And I always tell these boys that if you do want to indulge in social media or internet, make sure that it's for you. Make sure that you see what you want to see. I think information is what has really helped us. Second, having players like Sandesh, Gurpreet always helps. Because first, only I was barking, eat the right food, sleep on time. It becomes a little bit monotonous, a little bit, they feel like a dictator is speaking. But suddenly when you know that Sandesh, Gurpreet, Amrinder, Rahul, they all follow it. And now they are your mics and you don't even have to speak. It feels great. Because now I don't have to interfere at all. I'm just an old guy sitting in the corner. These boys, they take charge. And they have made it clear that, you know what? We eat right, we all eat right. Simple. Because what one does affects the other. So we're not taking any liberties in terms of the way we eat. Our vision, this is what we want to do. Having people like Jingan and Gurpreet who are so high in confidence in their heads that no matter what we'll face, Papa ji, koi nahi aa jao, hoga, dekhi jayegi. This rubs on everyone. And then there are people who are followers like a Suresh, like a Mahesh, like a Hapa, like a, who am I missing? Ashik Khurnian. I mean, these are guys who want to do everything. They might not be the most cleanest players in terms of technique, but you want people like Ashik with you in the war. Because you tell him something and he'll do it all 90 minutes. He might not do it clearly, but he will do it to the best of his capability. So I think we are getting the right mix. And that's why we are seeing slight changes. And I always remind the boys, do not get carried away. Intercontinental tournament, SAF tournament, great. But it's just this of where we want to reach. Once we go to first 10 of Asia and stay there, that's when you can take a big sigh of relief. That yes, we are in the top 10 of Asia and we are here to stay.
Sunil, your senior career has crossed 2 decades.
And just started.
That's a feat in itself, obviously. Now at Bengaluru FC, you have both Bibiano Fernandez and Renedi Singh joining you in the support staff. These are two people that you played quite a lot of football with. How do you look back, Sunil? Do you keep reflecting once in a while on the 2 decades that have been?
Yeah. I think I'm really happy to get Bibiano and Renedi by in my team. We have all seen what Bibiano has done in the last 3-4 years with the underage boys. I went and trained with them 2 days. It was so good to see Bibiano. I spoke to him. I welcomed him at the club. With Renedi, we also had some amazing time playing. We could also see what he did with East Bengal in the 4 games that he was a head coach. So we are really happy to have them at the club. The initial talks that I had with them is they are also very happy to be here at the club. Yeah, so let's see. I think with Viviano, I was not that close. So it's more like, Viviano, how are you? And very proper, because we were never close. But I have huge respect of the kind of player he was and what he is doing as a coach. But Rene Diva is like a buddy, man. So I think at least I have someone who's my age that I can chill with. Too many youngsters. Okay, when were you born? 2002. Okay, I started playing at that time. When were you born? 2003. So I'm bored now. So at least now in the camp, I can have one more who I can chill with. You know, I generally hang with Gurpreet at the club, and he's 10 years younger to me. So now to have Rene Diva will.
Sunil, you mentioned that, you know, you would like, if Igor is agreeable to it, you would like to stay away from the King's Cup. Now, when you get into the Asian Games camp, those boys would be having played a tournament. They would have played 2-3 games. And you join them after a month's rest. How long does it take for you to adjust to that pace of training and that intensity of training, especially when you're coming from a break?
No, Dimanda, I'm not going to be in break. It's been 5 days that I'm training, and I'm going to Bellary on the 4th.
Okay.
I'll be training with the team. Why I want to stay here is because I'm close to my wife.
Right.
Because any day after the 37th week, I have to be here. That's the only reason. Otherwise, there is no way that I'm not going to be in the camp when my name has come. And if that case happens, where the boys, the only thing they will have on me would be the 2 games. Training-wise, do not worry. None of them can beat me as far as giving the best in training is concerned. The day it happens, I will not be in the camp. And it's not me being speaking from ego. I'm just being honest. I do not like to go to the camps half fit. So when I go there, I know I'm going to be fit. Yes, but they will have 2 more games than me, which is in Iraq and whoever. But then I'll try to cover up. And let's suppose under 23, we go there and somebody else plays in my place. And who's better than me, it'll always be good for the country. If there is somebody better than me who's playing, trust me, the country is doing well.
Right. I mean, one of the things that in the Asian Games team that we saw is that, and this is true for, you know, even the senior team, is that the area, I mean, we are good with the ball, we are being more aggressive, we are playing in more in the front third, but we still do not have a finisher. And it brings us back to the age-old question of who after Sunil Chhetri and all that. So, do you also see the Asian Games as an opportunity for these younger players to sort of come up?
That's why I said it's a controversial thing for me to say anything right now. That's why I don't want to say anything. It's as simple as that. I would love to see me in the camp or not. I would love to see Raheem because I'm taking his name Raheem because he's there with us in the national team, but he hasn't got enough chances. There are a few boys. Ishan is one who was injured, but Raheem is somebody who was there in the camp but didn't get enough chances. So we can judge him, but let's at least give him a couple of 90-minute games. Then we know where, because training is something else, Dimanda. Once you're in the game, you know the nitty-gritty stuff differently. And also, let me give you a small more example. We judge our strikers who are Indian boys when they come to national team. But let's take names. Ishan hasn't played enough games. All out number 9. Thankfully, as used as number 9 in his club, but hardly plays any games. Raheem Ali played left half, right half, and central midfielder. Never played number 9 for Chennai. Then there is Manveer Singh, who plays right winger, right back sometimes. Never played a striker. These three are the ones who come as number 9 in our country. And then we are so quick to judge them on the number of goals they score. I score goals because I'm doing for the last 19, 20 years. And also, I've got a little bit of say in my club. I can play where I want to play, generally. But these three boys don't. So I know, it's not an excuse. They have to fight it out. They have to call it out in the training and say, you know what, coach, I want to play as a number 9. They have to fight out with whoever number 9 is there. It's their fight. But as us fans, we have to give them a little bit of more room. Because it's not easy. At the number 9 position, why strikers are the most highly paid in the world is because it is the most important thing. I'm not trying to demean the other jobs of everyone. But it's a very particular thing. It requires a nag. The ones who score are always the ones who score because it's a nag, it's a habit, they have done it. I've missed thousands of goals. Let Manveer miss 1,000. Let Raheem miss 500 goals. Then we will know where he stands. But unless he misses them, he will never score. You will never get a striker who has played 5 years and scored 500 goals. You got to miss that many to be able to score goals. So I think that's where a SAF tournament without a Kuwait and a Lebanon for me should be under 23. Even better, under 20. Any game, if the senior team is getting enough games, any game that we can get for these boys to play is a blessing. So, yes, I'll be in the camp. But yes, whenever possible, the under 23 boys should get a chance. Otherwise, they will never get a chance.
True. Sunil, what is it that you look forward to in this season? It is a very busy season. What is it that you look forward to?
First, being a father.
Right. Which is the most important thing.
Yes. I think family-wise, I just hope that I can keep myself fit. I'm really looking forward to the new batch in the club. I'm talking about the club right now because I'm just going to join the club soon. A lot of new boys, a lot of new staff. I'm really looking forward to it. It's always nice. So I'm looking forward to that, trying to improve myself. There are a few things that I want to improve on. My left leg shooting, something that I want to improve on. And I'm being very honest. I've seen some graphs where I've tried to come to my right leg. I don't know why I should have just whacked in my left lung. So in training, I'll work on that. Want to work a little bit more on my stamina, a little bit more on my strength. We know who we're facing. You know, a Qatar, a Kuwait, you know, a UAE, Australia, or Uzbekistan are different ball game. So from my side, I want to leave no stone unturned to be a better asset. And I know all the other boys who are aspiring to be in the national team are doing the same thing. So that's it. I mean, the same protocol demands that slowly and steadily try to improve yourself and try to be a better team player.
Okay, now the retirement word is an inevitable question every time people ask you, and you have always said that you want to take it one game at a time. But is retirement something that you plan for? I mean, you are of a certain age. You know you cannot play forever. So is that something that you can plan for? Because you've been used to doing some one way of living all your life. And at some point in time, that's going to change. Are you planning for that?
No. And I should. My wife tells me this. I don't know how to start. I don't know how to start the planning, Dimana. She gave me a few protocols, blueprints. And my wife is quite honest to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I never get to understand how to start. So I think the first hint that I will get is on the pitch. I think I'm highly competitive. So I think Udanta, Suresh, Asandesh, Agurpit, they will tell me with the way I fight with them that I'm lagging behind. And I think that's the time when I'll just switch off as far as the national team is concerned, and then slowly from the club also. I think till the time I can compete and add to the team, I'm just going to keep doing it. There is no other way that I see it. I'm highly competitive. I don't want to. The good thing is I don't want to play because of the other 99 things that I wanted to play when I was young. All the name, money, fame, playing for the country, all these things, I've done it. I'm highly thankful for whatever I've got. I only play now because I love football. There isn't many things that excite me apart from the fact that I'm playing football. The 90 minutes, the preparation, the pre-season, the game, adrenaline, the camaraderie of the dressing room is what I play for now. So the day I don't add to the team, I will know myself because I'm quite honest to myself. And I also have a great team. I have lovely players that I play with. They all will tell me, ki bhai ho gaya ab, nahi ho raha hai. And I'll be done.
Can they tell you that, Sunil? Even if they want to?
I think few of them will. Not all of them. Few of them. I'll tell you one name. There's a guy called Eugene Singh Lindo. I don't know if you know him.
Oh, yes. a guy with both feet. Yes.
He watches all my games. He's very close to me. He watches all my games. And he always gives me honest feedback. Like him, now also I have Randy Bhai, who's very critical. Who's always been honest to me. And probably I'll take his word also. And there are few of them, a lot. You will be one of them. I'm pretty sure you'll be honest to me also. So, yeah, a lot of people like you who I respect, and I know at least that it's a genuine, straightforward analysis, and I'll take on board. I've got no shame in hearing that it's done because I've had a great career. My wife keeps telling me that in the last 5 years, you're just taking your bonuses. At 30, they told me that you have to retire. At 31, they did not. At 32, they started again. So 39, when you're saying me, it's a little bit odd because only even numbers, they tell me to retire. So at 40, they will ask me to retire again. All the odd numbers, they have been fine. 33, 35, 37, they have been fine to me. So, yeah, I mean, and I think it won't be a dragged one. When I know it, it's done. I'm gone.
So, are you looking at the World Cup qualifiers in March and in 2024 now, beyond the Asian Cup?
I'm excited about the matches, but I'm only thinking till the Asia Cup right now. My head, I mean, I've signed 2-year deal with Bangalore. Yes. At least they will not be happy to hear that. I'm only thinking till December. But I think the way my brain works right now is there are so many games in between. So I'm thinking till the Asia Cup, and then we will see. And I think football in that way right now, Dimanda, it's very the results are very quick to be seen. So when I'm not adding to the team, I'll not be here. Not only because I don't want it, but no one will want it. Right now, it's not that ठीक है आप सुनील छेत्री हो आप दो मैच और खेल लो. It's not going to happen anymore in football in our country. It's done. It's gone. If you're not there, you're not there. You go. You're 39. You're 17. You're not needed. So I think in that context, I will know, and you will know quick. So that is why I try and train as much as possible. It'll come. And you know what happens, Dimanda? If I lag behind a little bit physically,
mm-hmm.
mentally, it'll be an exponential jump the other side. Because I will think, chhodna yaar. So that's why I try to take care of my body. Because the day I'm behind a little bit, there won't be many things that will be motivating me. Like, I'm not a Suresh who will have a bad year and then think, you know what, let's get back to a good year. If physically I have a bad year, I'll think, chhodna yaar, why am I doing this? That is why I try to take care of whatever I eat and the way I behave on the pitch. Because the day I'm not what I am on the pitch, there isn't anything that's going to save me from retiring.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you signed a two-year contract with Bangalore, the fact that there is a scope for renewal for 1 year, kind of tells us that, you know, you will be around for some time for club and country.
Let's see. I hope. I don't know. I hope also, and I also hope at the same time, it's not an Oscar-winning speech, but I also hope that before I go, I get to leave with a happy thing that, you know, there are scorers in the team. Mm-hmm. I know it will come, but I want to see it. I want to see it that he's there. Fine, we'll get goals. Because moment I leave football, I'm going to leave football completely. I'm going to go and watch. You know, it'll itch me. I'll go and watch and I'll want my team to do well. Especially the country. So, I'm highly hopeful there are a few contenders. And I hope they start scoring. And that's why the segue of me saying, that's why the boys need more games. Rahim Ali getting 10 minutes every time, only Chhetri plays 18 minutes and 10 minutes. It's not going to help him.
True. You know, do you see yourself as a coach at some point in time, Sunil?
Oh, no, Dimanda. Please don't do that. My wife will listen and she'll divorce me right now, man.
Okay.
Alarm clocks has to go out of my life, Dimanda, after I leave football. Okay. I, you know, ganne ko pura nichod diya maine. Ab nahin.
Chalo.
I'll tell you my itinerary. Morning, get up, go and play cricket, badminton or whatever. Come back, have a lumptious lunch. No demarcation on what not to eat, what to eat. Play with the kids. I hope a couple of them. And then, yeah, spend time with the wife. Go out for dinners, watch a movie and sleep early. That's it. That's the retirement plan.
Right.
On that note, thank you for your time, Sunil. Happy 39th birthday, firstly. And it's heartening to see.
Don't tell anyone. 37. Going back to
it. It's heartening to see that you're still striving to better yourself and make improvements. So hope you have a great season on the pitch and on the personal front as well. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time, Sunil. And all the best to you, to Sonam, and to fatherhood, and to a great season.
Thank you so much, Dimanda. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
That was it for this episode. If you want to reach out to us, you can find us on our Twitter handles at Vivek9301 and at DemanHD. If you're a true football fan, you cannot not subscribe to Kickoff, our weekly newsletter on the World Game, which hits inboxes every Friday. For more updates on this podcast, follow HD Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And to listen to more such podcasts, log on to hdsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.